go. The time is 6:07 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667. You like letters? 472-K-O-O-P. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of whoever said it, no one else.
Yay! What did we just hear?
Oh, off of their new album, Champ. That was a remix of Tokyo Police Club's song Wait Up. That was the Boots of Danger remix by, I believe, D.O.M. And before that,
starting us off from their 1989 album Bleach, that was Nirvana with Blue, B-L-E-W, for you completists and archivists alike. Good stuff. Kind of miss them.
Let me get a correction. That song was called Wait Up, parenthetical, Boots of Danger, D.O.M. remix. Anyway.
Is all that necessary, like the whole remix and the adding the artist on it or whatnot?
Yeah, I think so. Because if you like that song, which if you're cool, you did, then you might want to go try and find it online.
It's that stuff always frustrates me because it's such a long walk. Just like, hey, I like that song. What is it? It's like, well, it's the Trans Booty Orchestra remix of...
Trans Booty Orchestra?
Yeah, Trans Booty Orchestra.
Keep going.
Well, there's nowhere else to go from here.
Well, sometimes art is a long walk, David.
It's true.
How are you doing, son?
Exhausted.
Oh, why are you so tired?
Because I haven't slept all week, pretty much. I really should get sleep. I'm doing this thing now where... And it's all my fault. I know it is. Don't chide me. Where, like, it's this vicious circle... Where I will go to bed late / early, depending on how you want to look at it, 3-4 in the morning.
Oh, party monster.
No, that's not even it, because it's the chicken and the egg thing. That's what I'll say. So I go to work, I'm exhausted, I come home, I take a nap because I'm so exhausted, but then I can't go back to sleep until about 3 or 4 in the morning.
Huh.
So my clock is off, basically.
But at some point you're going to crash, right?
No, that's silly. I mean, because I'm still...
Oh, Dave, no. Wake up.
I'm sorry. Did I do it again?
It's like watching the bonus features on 24, where it's just footage of him sleeping the next day.
That's the show I wanted to see. I wanted to see him like go to Taco Bueno and just load up and then like have it pay him back.
And then
later,
one of his buddies call and be like, hey, man, what about yesterday? That was some crazy ass. It's like, oh, you tell me about it, man. My own partner betrayed me or something.
No, man, I'm talking about the show. Did you watch Lost? Like... Kind of busy right now. Like, that's the show I wanted to see. That's the show everyone wanted to see.
Are you hearing any sort of crazy noise?
I am hearing that. What is that?
It stopped now, as soon as we mentioned it. Which can only mean one thing.
Goblins?
Oh, it's coming from my...
Oh, your
stupid
technology?
Yeah, my stupid... Anyway, whatever. Yay, professional radio show.
Why did it stop when we mentioned it? It's like it knew.
I don't know. Why did the iPod choose to make sound? It's not has headphones in it. Does not have? Anyway. Hey, so let's switch gears here. We got a good show planned. BT dubs, mm-hmm. For anybody listening.
Yes.
But yeah, an exciting thing happened because Co-op, this radio station, has... its own softball team.
What?
That competes in the Alternative Softball League, which is populated by local businesses such as the Austin Chronicle, Waterloo Records, Black Star Co-op. Who else is in that league? South by Southwest has a team. Emos, New Bohemia / the Liberty Bar, and others. If I'm forgetting you, it's on purpose. No, Weedsville, Book People. And I think that's everyone.
I think that's everyone.
I hope so.
Let's say it is.
Okay, moving on.
They're alternative. They don't care about attention.
Yeah. And so Co-op, the softball team, in past years has been lousy. And I've been on these lousy teams. And we've had a lot of fun. We've been very competitive in games, but we always end up with a losing record. That, like, for instance, I think we were, over the past 2 years, we played, 20-something games and we won 4 of them.
Right.
So, but this year, boom, 6-0 out of the gate. We're doing amazing. And then we dropped 2 games in the season, which puts us, though, however, in the playoffs for the first time ever.
Oh.
So last Sunday, we played a playoff game against Mighty Book People.
Your vaunted foes.
Yeah, our vaunted foes.
Yes.
If we have one rivalry, one like intense rivalry in the league, it's against Book People. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's just between me and Book People, but maybe if that is, I accept it.
Well, that's all it needs to be.
Yeah. Because Book People, the very first game I played was against Book People and 2 years ago, and they crushed us. Mm-hmm. And the next time we played them, we came back from like 11 runs down in the ninth. It was probably the best sporting moment of my life.
Okay.
Or not best, but most exciting. Like, I've hit game-winning shots in you know, basketball games and, like, leagues and stuff, but mm-hmm. Not as...
satisfying.
Because that's, like, one shot. Oh, look, I made it. This was, like, 11 runs down the bottom, and this is improbable.
Okay, right.
And so this season, our last game of the season was against them, and they crushed us again, 26-8.
Jeez.
But we played them last Sunday in a playoff game, and co-op... proved victorious.
Oh.
33-18 victory. Over Book People. 33-18. Let me put this in perspective. Co-op, the most runs we had scored this season has been 20.
Uh-huh.
We scored 33.
Yes.
The bats came alive.
Turned it on in playoff time.
Yeah, we really did. I mean, like, at the end of one, it's Book People by three. We overtook them, I believe, in the third. Let me see. Nope, that's not true. In the fourth inning, we finally took a lead. In fifth inning, 12-run fifth inning.
Hmm.
It's pretty exciting. Book People came back. They got 6 runs in the seventh. And that's the thing. If you score 18 runs, because this is a softball league, if you score 18 runs, you probably got a good chance at winning a game. It's like Bill Parcells said, if you score 24 points in a football game, NFL game, you got a pretty good chance of winning.
Yeah, if you score 18 runs, crack a bottle. Your day is done.
Yeah, but Book People, they're like, you know, they have the most home runs in the league. If you want an example of why this is improbable, in terms of hits mm-hmm. and batting average, and in a 9-team league, co-op is ninth.
Hmm.
We are dead last. We are the worst hitting team in the league.
Yeah.
And in terms of, let me see, what's the other thing? Maybe it's like home runs or something. We're like 6 of 9.
Okay.
Or something like, or I don't know. But we're not that good of a power hitting team, but we brought it together. We find ways to win somehow.
Uh-huh.
I think we got a really good defense or something like this. So it was it was kind of a crazy, nutty game. But as one of the, I don't know, whatever, feels my responsibility to announce that.
Well, I'm just going to say what is on everybody's lips right now.
Yeah.
Steroids.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have been using steroids. It's clear to everyone.
Look, not everyone. I'm going to name names.
Okay.
Ben Bartley, local filmmaker and friend of co-op who plays on our softball team.
Right.
He's pumping out the roids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just had a kid. That was more to overpower his own child.
Yes, he needs to, because if that baby overtakes him, then that baby becomes man of the house.
Yeah. Rick McNulty, a.k.a. Rick Daddy of uh-huh. Excavation Nation.
Yes.
Hasn't been confirmed, but it's been real, real suspicious while he's been lifting weights.
You can just tell. He's grown 4 hat sizes.
Yeah. Who else? Rick Kendrick didn't play that game, but Rick Kendrick is playing really well. He of the Cutting Edge.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Another giant head like Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
But but we got a little bit lucky because some of Book People's like power hitters weren't there. And one of their power hitters got so mad at doing something, he kicked a metal pole in the dugout and broke his toe.
Hmm.
Which the guy who did that is like super nice, super chill guy. Really surprised that happened. And that really sucks that your toe is broken, but it's kind of on you.
Well, I'm just going to say what's on everybody's lips then. Steroids. He was clearly using steroids.
But here's the thing. Their leadoff guy, we'll call him Patrick L. of Book People, he had to work at Book People that night. He knew about this game for a week. I'm not going to tell anyone their business, but how do you not get off for that game?
Well, because it really
is. Shifts? Can't
really
someone cover you?
It's their business. Like,
yeah, I know, but you're like, that's what I'm saying. Can't be like a morning shift that day or something.
Can't pull the fire alarm.
Yeah.
Just turn the old-timey sign around in the front window.
I'm not saying they should shut down the store to play a softball game. Well, maybe I am.
You're inferring it.
Yeah, I don't know. But hey, well, even though we caught some lucky breaks, we're moving on. We're going to play South by Southwest for the North Division Finals.
Have you ever beaten South by Southwest?
Yeah, we beat them last year. Oh. Is weird because we beat them. We're like, oh, yeah, these guys are easy. And they're like, oh, no, they're murderers. They just had a day off or something. But I missed the last, it was our lowest scoring game of the season, 8-11. They beat us previously. And I won't actually be there. I'll be out of town.
When are they playing?
Oh, July 5th. I think it's a Monday.
What?
So I think we had, I saw one person with a co-op shirt out at Havens Field. So I don't know where you go to find out more information about Field for the next game, but whatever.
it's around.
But yeah, go Kilowatts.
Yeah.
And good job, book people. I mean, I'll say this. We had like a 16-run lead in the ninth. We were sweating bullets.
Yeah.
Because we're like, it was like so tense. And such a crazy sigh of relief.
Well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm going to try real quick. Book people, you stink and you're losers. Is that?
No, that's not what I'm trying to say.
I feel like that's what you're trying to say.
No, no, sir.
Well,
no.
I'm going to say you said it.
No, I don't. I have a lot of friends on the book people team. Mandy B., their captain, yeah. Sally. As well, and other. I'm just not going to assume names.
Yeah, this isn't a speech.
Genmo.
I'll play you off.
Yeah, but still, it was an exciting game. ASL Fever, catch it. Catch it. And it is, you know what? It's because we're also going to talk about the World Cup later
yeah,
in the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we are.
And we're not even going to talk about the NBA Finals, are we?
No.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing. Like, SportsCenter right now, which I don't really watch, but that show could easily be like 2 hours long.
Yes.
Because you have like the NBA Finals, you have like World Cup. Golf is playing another boring, stupid event.
How dare you?
What are you talking about?
US Open.
Yeah, who cares?
It's a major.
It's boring.
I'll care tomorrow.
Yeah. It's a very sporty time of year.
Yeah.
So we can't really, I mean, if we're talking about sports this show, we're talking about, you know, what's going on.
Yeah.
So don't wag your anti-sports finger at us.
Yeah, and we're not even going to talk about the conference realignment, which is happening in this town.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is like a big millions and millions of dollars are changing hands, but we won't. That's item five on the list right now.
Yeah, which why I'm just going to say that's stupid. I hate everything to do with that.
That's kind of dumb. Kind of really dumb.
I kind of hate it.
Yes, as a sports fan, look, I'm with you. Okay, it's a really ill-conceived idea. So there, you happy? Why am I? I feel like I'm taking it out on the listener today.
Well, hey, you want to play some music?
Sure, as long as we play Hey Ya.
Okay. Did you want to play something? Or want me to play something?
No, go ahead and play something.
In that case, off of their upcoming 7-inch, South Carolina 7-inch, off of the the Fire Talk record label. This is the band Tennis with their track Marathon. More Mascot Wedding Show after this. Right? Nope. Yes? Nope. That's the last song. Here we go. Power to the people.
Coconut Grove is a very small cove, separated from the sea by a shifting shore.
The time is 6. Oh, we already did that. I'm sorry. Hey, this is the Mascot Wedding Show. My name's David.
My name is Mac Blake. That was Tennis off of their South Carolina 7-inch with the song Marathon. And we are back with more Mascot Wedding Show.
Sports edition.
Sports edition.
Yeah, so drink that soda like Mac just did.
It wasn't me drinking soda. That was me making some sort of like baseball-esque noise.
That's okay. Let's say that was.
Oh, so apparently the Olympics for poor people is going on right now. Soccer, the World Cup, yay. I'm sorry, football.
Yes, that's the real football. I'm not even going to be snarky about it. It's football.
Yeah, it is football. Although I appreciate that Australia also calls it soccer.
Yeah, yeah, they do. Well, because they have Australian rules football, so they're set.
That's true. How come like the French team has a name? I think they're like, you know, the Blue or something.
Uh-huh.
And Australia's called like the Socceroos.
Yeah.
Does the US team have a name?
We're
like the Soccer Dogs.
The Also-Rans.
Oh.
They're playing well, I think.
But yeah, World Cup. Have you been watching any of that, David?
I have, actually.
Do you have World Cup fever?
I've got a World Cup sore throat. There's some World Cup fatigue.
Uh-huh.
But I wouldn't say I have World Cup fever. I'm definitely I'm watching it. I'm watching the games and I'm following the stats and the scores and stuff, which is like, I owe some people in my past apologies. Like, because I mean, you know, I went through like my teens and my 20s and so I was like, soccer sucks. No, it doesn't suck. Like, I realize that now. It doesn't suck. It's just like 12th on my list. Like, there are other things I would rather watch than soccer. But I don't know. I'm kind of caught up in this more so than ever.
You know, I would say that too. I think it's the most I've been paying attention to the World Cup ever. Mm-hmm. But when it's NFL season on Sundays,
yeah.
I like to leave. If it's a Sunday, I'll turn on an NFL game and I'll watch it. But But I really will just like leave it on in the background while I'm doing stuff. And I kind of like that. I kind of do that for, you know, college football too.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to do stuff during the weekends, take care of this and that, do some laundry, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I like having it on the background, even if I don't really care. And I have to say that soccer or World Cup football is the ultimate background game. You know why, David?
Why is that?
Because nothing happens and it's a total snooze. Oh, actually, it's not a total snooze. The thing with soccer, though, I'm going to call it soccer.
Sure.
Is that, I mean, playing it's super exciting. It's a pure sport, you know, in the way that American football is not. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, soccer, you have this ball and you kick it into a net. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
You could play it anywhere.
Yeah. Baseball is kind of an insane sport once you think about it. You're like, you're going to hit a ball with a stick. Okay. And then, but you're going to run around the bases. It's like, huh? All right. Yeah. But I guess that's what it makes it baseball, not just hit ball or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But soccer it's not very exciting on TV.
Okay.
And they, I don't know, and they like, geez, 45-minute halves, and it counts up instead of down. And if there's penalty time or injury time at the end of the game, you find out once the game is over.
Yeah, that's nuts. They don't even tell anybody. It's just like, we're going to not blow the whistle yet. We'll surprise you with it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got to do something. I'll pause the game and I'll catch up during a commercial. But I was like, wait, there aren't commercials.
Yeah.
That's another thing that hurts soccer.
Uh-huh.
You think NBC is going to give, like, this kind of blows my mind too. You know what the game was on ABC today?
What's that?
You don't know?
I was falling in and out of sleep today.
It was Denmark-Cameroon.
I did know that. Okay, that's right.
Denmark-Cameroon. Imagine like ABC basketball showing a game and it was like, the Sacramento or like the Washington Wizards versus the Sixers.
Uh-huh.
Like, screw the Lakers, you know, or something like that. Like, I was like, I can't believe this is the prime time. I guess it's the only like
it's the only game going on, right? Yeah, they parse it out to where it's the only game in town.
But come on, ABC man, you got to work out some sort of if that's what you're hoping to draw an interest World Cup. Denmark Cameroon's not going to do it.
Mac, I'm going to throw something out at you.
Yeah.
That's really helped me along in this process.
Okay, go ahead.
It's called gambling. And it is the reason why I have watched every single game. Because gambling, I'm not promoting it. I'm not saying people should do it. The ideas are my own. But gambling is exciting. More so, I might even say, than the world sport.
Gambling definitely...
It makes everything great. That's all I'm saying.
I once watched a... Sacramento Kings Utah Jazz game because I put some money on Las Vegas and I would have never done that.
Of course, yes.
By the way, I lost. gambling. We'll say this though. So the U.S. Now that U.S. game was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was something.
Even I, someone who's like soccer, in this country we use our hands,
right?
You know, like soccer. Wake me up when we're the best at it. But even me, who was sort of like meh. Basketball, yeah, that's the way to go. That U.S. game was pretty thrilling.
Yeah.
And, of course, I guess that ref from...
Molly
blew that call or whatever.
He did. Yeah, it was nuts.
Which kind of stinks. You know why it super stinks?
Why is that?
Because let's say the U.S. and England, who's also in our group.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Group C?
Yes, it is Group C.
If we ended up with we being the U.S.,
we're part of the U.S.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm not part of the team, but I'm going to say we.
Yeah.
If we end up with the same record as England,
uh-huh.
And in order to determine the tiebreaker, they're going to go, who scored the most goals?
Right.
If we end up scoring the same amount of goals, you know what they go to then?
What's that?
A random draw to see who advances. They flip a coin.
Yeah.
How lousy is that?
That's pretty bad. Especially, like, it's the world. Like, this isn't like, you know... a couple seasons ago when like the Big 12 went to their fourth tiebreaker to figure out who won the conference. Like the conference championship kind of don't care and it happens every year. This is the World Cup. 32 countries are going at it and this is going to come down to like a coin flip? That's hilarious to me.
You can't schedule a tiebreaker game or even just like, hey, we got 30 minutes and who can score the most goals? Or so we'll have like a little shootout against my... I was going to name a car, but I don't think they have like a Ford Taurus.
You can't set up trash cans in an alley and just go hit it between the cans.
Yeah, very least time of possession.
Right.
Maybe. Is that a thing?
Penetrations.
Sure.
That's what they used to do in high school football, and that was also...
A random draw. That's got to be the biggest cheat ever. Like, oh, hey, you guys, you played three awesome games against each other. You know, you're both really good teams, but Flick, heads, tails, you're going home.
Yeah.
That is terrible. Come on, World Cup. I hope it doesn't come to that.
Look, I am more so on the soccer bandwagon than I've ever been, but at the same time, this whole soccer, like the referee controversy, I am a pig in mess because of this whole thing. Because like,
that's a good thing.
It's a great thing. Okay. I'll say this: I don't so much hate soccer as much as I am annoyed by soccer fans. Like it's one of those things that we've talked about. It's like, you know, I don't hate fish. But I really hate like fish fans. Like, you know, the fans will ruin everything.
Banned fish.
Right.
Not the tasty animal.
The delicious. Yes, exactly.
I love to see killed and eaten.
No, the fans of things will ruin things more than the things will. And I feel that way about soccer. Because they are so... I'm generalizing. I hope you don't mind. It's like, I love soccer and hate everything else. So like if I say, oh, I love baseball. They're like, baseball's stupid. Like, did you see that perfect game that got blown by that umpire? Like, really? You're going to leave it in the hands of officials? And like now this comes along and I am so happy. It's like, look, you're just as dopey as I am. You get suckered in by all this crud because it's fun.
I like how every 4 years or when there's like a big game in like the Champions League, mm-hmm. Hipsters decide that they're soccer fans.
Yeah.
But I will. And now look, you know, I'm dissing on soccer for fun. But realistically, people are really excited about this. Mm-hmm. And if people are excited about something, it gets me excited about it because it's cool when people care.
It really is. Yeah. Excitement by proxy.
Yeah. One of the most fun things about, or probably the most fun thing about going to a college football game is, you know, like singing the songs and that kind of thing, like getting into it, mm-hmm. or whatever. Like when you see a sport on TV and it's like half filled out, like who cares or whatever. Maybe if people actually liked golf instead of just being like, oh.
Yeah.
Everyone had to be so polite about it.
If there's like golf hooligans.
Golf hooligans.
That'd be something.
Speaking of countries where they'll murder you if you lose, did you see Maradona, the coach of Argentina? He's rocking two watches.
Is he really?
He had like two watches on.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Kind of awesome, though. It's like that episode of Pinwheel where the kid had two watches. His friend had none. He was like, oh, I got two watches. I got one that doesn't even work. Maybe Maradona's going to give his buddy an extra watch later.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Pinwheel on Nickelodeon?
I know the show.
Pinwheel spinning around. Do you ever hope to be so famous in radio, David, that you would just get one name?
No. No. That's when you know you failed as a person. Like, when you're just, it's, no, I don't.
You wouldn't drop the David or the Hada?
And just become, no, I wouldn't.
What about if you were like Lil David?
Less so.
Crazy David.
Crazy David?
David Drino. How about that?
David Drino. I like David Isimo.
David Isimo?
Yeah, because ooh. I'm Maximum David.
Oh.
And that is also the name of my first comedy album.
Maximum David.
Maximum David.
In stores now off of the Island Records label.
Yes. What about, would you want to be just one name?
Oh, no.
Of course not. No. What's the appeal for that? Just.
I don't know. It's a thing down there, man.
Well. this is going to be a long walk and I apologize, but did you hear about that lawsuit that Lindsay Lohan tried to have against E-Trade?
What?
No. Do you remember that Super Bowl ad where, like, it's the talking baby selling stocks and doing coke or whatever?
Yeah. By the way, I like to go on record as saying I hate those talking babies.
They're the worst. The worst. I don't know why they have survived.
And the fact that there's talk of a movie about that talking baby.
Yes.
Ah, Lord.
Haven't we done that?
Yeah, seriously.
And didn't we? We've just recovered as a nation. Post-talking baby movie.
Look, I just filmed it. You can buy it from any video store. It's called Look Who's Talking. And the answer is a baby.
Yeah. Even the movie Babies didn't do that great. And those babies, shut up. anyway, the E-Trade commercial from the Super Bowl had like the head baby was talking about his crazy ex-girlfriend, the milkaholic named Lindsay. And so Lindsay Lohan tried to sue E-Trade for defamation of character because... She contended that Lindsay she's so famous that she is now known by one name.
See, I think if she was going to be known by one name, I've heard referred to as La Lohan.
Yes.
But not Lindsay.
Or even Lilo. Yeah, exactly.
Lilo.
It's really, she's tipping her hand a lot when she's putting two and two together and being like, that baby's a milkaholic. Wait a second. Yeah. I'm an alcoholic. That's going after me, isn't it?
That really is tipping your hand where it's like, here's someone named Lindsay who can't stop abusing substance, they must be talking about me.
My ears are burning.
Yeah, exactly.
And so are my nostrils. Sue them.
Oh, she'd kiss you on the nose just to suck the coke right out of there. It's what I, not Lindsay Lohan, but Lindsay that milkaholic baby.
Yes, because we don't want to get sued by Lindsay Lohan, who's listening to this basement radio station.
Oh, basement? What? We're not in the basement. We have lovely studios here on Airport.
We do. We have the best studios.
I think there might be some protesters outside.
I don't know what's going on outside, but there is a lot of people traffic.
Yeah.
We like to call it.
Did you do something, David?
What haven't I done?
No, but did you say something about any sort of community that people would protest?
No, I was talking about Lindsay Lohan. Oh no.
Lohaniacs.
Lilo fans. Lohaniacs. That needs to be a thing.
Do you want to talk about anything else?
Not really. I wanted to talk about. Yeah, we can save that for next week.
I recently. This is kind of big news.
Oh.
For no one. I've been. I hate to categorize myself like this, but I'll allow it. I've been a PC guy my entire life. I've never owned an Apple computer.
I thought you meant like. Okay. Go
ahead. Correct. No. Personal computer. Microsoft Windows.
Sure.
Started out with a DOS system, my man.
Oh,
that's right. Disk operating. By the way, I hate when people do that. Like I just said DOS system. That's like disk operating system.
It's like an ATM machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know what? I don't care. It's fine.
Like if they said the SEC conference, Southeast Conference.
Is that really driving you nuts?
It doesn't drive me nuts. It does. It makes me go every time inside in my brain. My brain does that.
Yeah.
Jeez, way to kick the legs out from things that annoy me. Really mad because people starving and Southeast Conference makes you mad.
Driving you nuts, yeah. Losing sleep over it.
Fine. But I got for work purposes, my computer was like really slowing down. Mm. And so I needed a new one. And so this time I was like, you know what? My job interest or whatever would be better suited to a Mac. And so I'll get myself a MacBook. And these things, by the way, people are like, oh, MacBooks, why don't you start using them? Listen, honestly, I do not care about this whole like PC versus Mac thing.
Brand loyalty, right?
Yeah, not even brand loyalty, but sort of like the war of words.
Okay.
That goes on between them. Like those PC, I'm a PC, I'm a Mac
mm-hmm.
commercials. I like John Hodgman more than I like Justin Long.
Yeah.
And so when those commercials are over, if you go, how do you feel about PC? I would score it higher after watching those commercials.
Yeah.
And I remember when I heard an interview with John Hodgman, he was talking about using a Mac. I was like, what? Like, you use a PC. He's like, no, I so identified him with, he's a PC. I like him. He's funny.
Yeah. That PC's okay in my book. Yeah. I will buy one. Thanks, Apple.
And that's not the ad. That's probably my stupid problem by being.
No, I was the same way.
Unable to discern the meaning of the ads. Yeah. Just like giggling at them like.
He lives in white space. What's he doing out?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, and so I'm using this Mac and I am not used to using a Mac. I'm used to the structure of a PC or mm-hmm. something like that. And so I literally was getting headaches from using it.
Oh, wow.
Or I'd be like, I'm getting exhausted or whatever. It wasn't until I bought a mouse. You know, like, well, oh, thank God, a mouse, something I recognize.
Yeah.
Now it's fine and it's great. And oh, Lordy, is it so much faster than my 5-year-old computer, you know? And
we're going to lose you now, aren't we?
I don't think you're going to lose me.
Put a sticker on your car?
I'm not going to put a sticker on my car. Oh. I'm not going to be one of those people. But it was one of these things like, hey, open up the Mac. Like, oh, wow, this is so easy to, like, my like blood starts coming out of my eyes. I was like, what is going on? How do I? And the worst part about switching back and forth is the, instead of like, you know, control F for find, it's now the Apple button or sorry, command.
Uh-huh.
And that is just, you know, when you switch back and forth, that's the world's biggest hassle.
I don't like that.
But anyway, it's probably, I mean, I want to like it.
Okay, I should hope so.
Yeah, I dropped some serious change on it. It's not like I'm going to like fold my arms and look at it every day and be like, I don't like you, it was good. I mean, I want to like it more.
Just punt it off the back porch.
Yeah. No, I mean, because if I left, you know, using this thing, being like, this is the greatest thing ever. Great, I hope so, because I spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Feel the same way about having a kid.
Yep, you'd want to like it. Chances are slim that you will, though.
It would cost a lot.
Oh, boy. So, hey, let's play. Let's take a little break here, play some music. You got something queued up?
I did, but hang on. Yeah, Harlem, off their Hippies album. This is Scare You More Mascot Wedding
off
Show.
Off their album, what?
Hippies?
Hippies. I hate hippies. More Mascot Wedding Show. And we are back. One Mascot Wedding Show. That was Harlem, I believe, with some song I don't remember. Hey, we got a phone call. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys talking World Cup?
I'm sorry, second caller?
Are you talking World Cup?
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, it's cool if you're not. I heard you mention it earlier.
No, it's cool. What's your name, caller?
I'm just a huge fan of World Cup, and it's, you know, I'm so jazzed about talking about it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. What's your name?
Tanner, big fan of the show.
Oh, well, thank you, Tanner. Where are you calling from?
Sunken Valley, home of.
Me?
No.
Diversions Nightclub?
No. Think World Cup.
Oh, well, then I have no idea.
Come on. Think 1966 World Cup.
All right, then I really have no idea.
Oh, come on. Ricky Fallbrook.
Who's Ricky Fallbrook?
He was a midfielder for the 66 U.S. team.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to get that. I've never heard of Ricky Fallbrook.
Really? Oh, man, that's a shame. He was one of the greats.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just really not that, you know, knowledgeable about soccer.
Okay. But you're watching it this year, right?
Yeah, I'm catching it here and there.
Yeah. You liking it?
You know what? I mean, David said this earlier. I got to agree with him. I'm probably enjoying it now more than I've ever enjoyed soccer. So, yes, I am enjoying it.
But you're still not on board.
I'm watching it, you know.
All right. Fair enough. I hear you.
So what about you, Tanner? Do you have World Cup fever?
You tell me.
Is that supposed to be one of those things?
It's a vuvuzela, yeah.
Yeah, where do you even get something like that?
I made it.
You made your own vuvuzela?
Vuvuzela, yeah. It's really simple. It's just a comb and some wax paper and a large vacuum cleaner attachment.
Wow, you really do have World Cup fever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, I got it bad. I live for this time of year, yeah. What about you?
It's fun. You know, as I was saying earlier, people are excited about it. It definitely is a fun thing. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah. Where are you watching the game?
Just at home. You know, when they're on, I'll put them on the background for the most part. I'll sit down and watch the finals. Otherwise, you know, I'll check the scores online too.
So you're not going out to watch the game?
No, I really haven't been.
Oh, man, you ought to. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I hear that. I know a lot of people have been going to, like, the Liberty Bar and stuff. And I know a bunch of places around town are hosting, like, watching parties. And I hear it's a blast, you know.
Oh, man, yeah, it's sick.
You know, maybe if the U.S., like, gets out of their group, you know, I'll go check it out at a sports bar or something. That might be fun.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. They'll get out of their group. I mean, yeah. Algeria, Wednesday, forget it.
Oh, you think so?
I know so. Hey, is David there?
Yeah, he's here, but he's tending to some business right now.
Okay, well, tell him I'll give him Algeria at 3-1.
Oh, his ears just perked up.
Yeah, I bet. I'm serious, though. Tell him to look me up. I'm on the Facebook group.
Sure. So you're that confident that the U.S. is going to win?
After what happened yesterday, they are out for blood.
Okay, and what happened yesterday, once again, was the referee. I mean, the U.S. came back from 2-0 when the referee sort of robbed the U.S. of that go-ahead goal that would have given them the win.
Oh, my God, yeah. I got so sick when I saw that.
All right, let me ask you, since you know the World Cup, was that a good – I mean, with the ref, the guy was completely wrong, correct?
Oh, my God. That was the worst call I've ever seen in any sport.
So what's going to happen to him? Is he going to get, like, you know, fired or something?
Heck, yeah, he's going to get fired out of a cannon.
Is that a real thing?
Nah.
Because I don't know about
– I'm just messing with you.
All right, I don't really know about international rules.
No. He'll probably just get sent home or something.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Did you watch it yesterday?
I didn't see it live. It was a little too early, but I did catch the highlights.
Oh, man. It was so. You want to talk about World Cup fever? I had it big time yesterday.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When the U.S. went down 2-0, I started sweating like I have never sweated before.
Sure.
Yeah. But then when they tied it, I was just like, ah!
Yeah, I'll bet. That was exciting.
Yeah, man. I just started crying.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Passed out and everything.
Well, you passed out from crying.
Yeah, I got dehydrated.
Oh, my God, from crying. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. It was a little embarrassing, though. Oh, my God. Speaking of embarrassing, you'll never guess what happened when they said that third goal didn't count.
What's that?
I got so sick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, I threw up everywhere.
Wait, you threw up?
Yeah, it was so embarrassing. All my friends were like, Tanner!
Are you okay? Seriously? Like, that doesn't sound all that healthy to be vomiting.
Nah, man, I'm telling you, World Cup fever.
I guess so, but geez, you know, you probably should settle down a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. But hey, dude.
Yeah?
I'll tell you what, if you ever want to come check out the games, you got to come to Milker's on Eisenhower.
Milker's, the sports bar?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really a huge fan of Milker's.
Oh, what? Why not?
I'm just not a huge fan of those places, you know? Like that one, they dress the waitresses up like sexy milkmaids. It's kind of not my thing.
I hear you. I can see that. You know, it's really not my thing either, but all my friends love it, so I go. But during the games, man, it gets so nuts.
Well, if you're enjoying it, I mean, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm having a blast. Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you change your mind, come look for me. I'm there every morning at 6 for the first game.
You're there at 6 o'clock every morning. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, from the first game till the last.
Are you calling in sick to work? I mean, what's your work situation?
My situation is, does this station go out to Flat Valley?
Flat Valley? I'm going to say no, probably not.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you something, but I don't want anyone out in Flat Valley to hear this.
Okay, I mean, they could be.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like, I used to work out in Flat Valley, but I kind of got fired for my job.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. I kind of got fired on purpose.
Why would you want to get fired on purpose?
Well, because I kind of really wanted to watch the World Cup, but I also kind of really wanted to collect unemployment.
Oh, okay. I don't really know if I can sign off on that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I don't feel too great about it either, but, I mean, the World Cup comes around every 4 years, you know?
Yeah, but couldn't you have just taken some vacation time or even taken a leave of absence and just gone back to work when the World Cup was over?
Oh, I'm not going back. Not the way I got fired.
Well, how did you get fired?
I kind of ruined this big thing my company was working on.
What kind of thing?
It was this project to synthesize, like, industrial waste and turn it into fuel.
Wait, so you mean like an alternative fuel?
Basically, yeah, yeah.
Oh, where did you work?
You know Flat Valley Chemical?
Oh, FVC, yeah, sure I do. They're that chemical plant that was in the news the other day. Didn't they have some like huge spill into the ravine or something?
Yeah, yeah, so you heard about it.
Yeah, it was kind of a big deal. Like a bunch of waste ended up in the water system down there.
Yep.
Wait a second, that wasn't you, was it?
Look, I'm not saying it was.
Okay, but it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, well, look, That job wasn't for me anyway, and I wasn't very good at it, so all this really was just bound to happen.
Yeah, but it didn't have to happen. I mean, you could have just quit or found some other way to get fired. You didn't have to dump waste into the environment like that.
Okay, maybe it wasn't the best idea. But you've never just wanted to, like, tell off your boss or maybe put some industrial waste in his filing cabinet?
I have never wanted to put industrial waste into my boss's filing cabinet.
What about the leftovers he had in the fridge?
No.
Well, then you haven't lived, my man. Man, I'm shaking right now just talking about it.
Oh, I'm glad you got your kicks out of this, but that really is a horrible thing to have done.
Hey, look at me. Look at how much I'm shaking.
Who are you talking to right now?
I'm sweating a lot.
Let me ask you, is that normal for you?
What's that?
You said you're sweating right now and shaking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then earlier you said you were sweating and throwing up when you were watching the game.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hey, so that industrial waste, did you physically handle any of it?
Oh, of course I did. Why?
Okay, well, when you were handling it, did you use any kind of protection?
Yeah, of course I did. I wore gloves and a mask.
Oh, okay, good.
But it did burn through my jeans.
Oh, that is no good. No, sir.
Oh, well, that sort of stuff happens all the time. I worked at that place 3 years, and,
Tanner? Tanner, are you still there?
Yeah, yeah, hang on a second.
Tanner, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here. The weirdest thing just happened.
What's that?
I just pulled my tooth out.
Tanner, I think you need to see someone.
Huh, what do you mean?
Well, I think that World Cup fever you have might be an actual illness.
That is a lot of blood.
Oh, okay. Tanner, I want you to go to a doctor. Can you do that for me?
My mouth tastes like metal.
Tanner, listen to me. Tanner? Tanner, put down the vuvuzela.
That's not the vuvuzela. Throat closing up. Trouble breathing.
Tanner, where are you right now?
Milkers. I'm at Milkers.
Okay, well, have one of the milkmaids drive you to a hospital, okay?
USA. USA.
Great.
USA.
Go to the hospital, Tanner, okay? Tanner? Hello? Oh, geez. That's not good. I wonder if that guy could have criminal charges pressed against him, too. That's not a good way to get fired. Oh, my Lord. Well, hey, folks, we are out of time here. We got to make way for the clear spot coming up next. But first, we're going to go with some, I don't know if it's pronounced Minder, but it is M-N-D-R. But it's Amanda Warner's project. This is her self-released, off of her self-released EP. We are going to hear I Go Away. For more information about David, myself, various night gigs, side projects, what have you, you may visit mascotwinning.com, also home of archives of this show. But yeah, that is all I got to say. David, you done tended to some business?
Tanner, 3-1. I will take it. Call me back.
Okay. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin.